Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Mike and Kim Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, and we just welcome you here. We're happy to have you join us.
This reminder that Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, also rodeo standings, as well as cattle health. Since 1963, they've established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support of the publication's stockmen and agribusinesses and their customer base. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
You want to look for a good time this summer? You need to stop in at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They have a huge building and they've got tons of things to check out. They've got collectibles, vintage treasure, antiques, craft items, pretty much all sorts of things. But so much of it is very unique, so you have to allow lots of time to shop. That's at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. So, time now for a little bit of good stuff. Interesting analogy, which speaks for itself as to the problem, not necessarily the solution on this one, Mike. The analogy is why the U.S. was downgraded. Now, I know they've been talking about the budget. There's not a date on this information. I don't think it's something very current. I'm guessing it's from maybe even 10 years ago. I'm not sure. But I know they've been talking about the budget. So, I thought I'd bring it up. So we have U.S. tax revenue, $2,170,000,000. Federal budget, $3,820,000,000,000. New debt, $1,650,000,000. National debt, $14,271,000,000,000. Recent budget cuts is $38,500,000,000. So let's remove 8 of those zeros, okay? And let's pretend it's our own household budget. And this is what it looks like if you take away 8 of those zeros. The annual family income would be $21,700. Money the family spent would be $38,200 more than they made. New debt on a credit card would be $16,500. An outstanding balance on the credit card, $142,710 on that credit card, and total budget cuts, $385. Now, that's if we removed 8 zeros and pretended it was our own household budget, and it's just not going to work that way.
I don't think that's going to cash flow.
I don't either.
Thanks for sharing that with us today on The Good Stuff, Kim. And I just thought maybe we'd better step back a moment and remind you that June 6th, 1944 was D-Day, so that was just a day ago. That was the invasion of the beaches of Normandy in northern France by troops from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and other countries during World War II. France at the time was occupied by the armies of Nazi Germany, and the amphibious assault, codenamed Operation Overlord, landed some 156,000 Allied soldiers on the beaches of Normandy by the end of the day. Despite their success, some 4,000 Allied troops were killed by German soldiers defending the beaches. At that time, the D-Day invasion was the largest naval, air, and land operation in history. And within a few days, about 326,000 troops, more than 50,000 vehicles, and some 100,000 tons of equipment had landed. By August of 1944, all of northern France had been liberated, and in the spring of 1945, the Allies had defeated the Germans. Historians often refer to D-Day as the beginning of the end of World War II. And again, that was just June 6th, 1944, as we celebrate the anniversary of that historic event.
Okay, Mike, I think we've had some really good things for today's show. Lots and lots of numbers. So I think we need to flip away from numbers for a little bit. Here's some fun ways to order pizza. So if you've got pizza on your mind for supper tonight, here's some fun ways to do it. If you're using a touch-tone phone, press random numbers while ordering. Ask the person taking the order to stop doing that. Or make up a charge card name. Ask if they accept it. And to wrap it up, use CB lingo where applicable. That would be interesting. And order a Big Mac extra value meal. That's a good thing to do at a pizza place.
Yeah, that would work out. And thanks for sharing that. And thank you folks for sending those items to us out there. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. And you may hear them right here on The Good Stuff.